Testing.
Good morning. I wanted to call the meeting to order of August 13th, 2019. It's 9 a.m. We'll start out with public comment. If you have any public comment, would you please stand to the microphone and state your name and address, please?
Good morning.
Yeah.
I'm Wendy Warren. I'm with Antrim Conservation District. I apologize, I didn't get a place on the agenda, so I just want to come and give you a quick update about what the Antrim Conservation District is up to, and would love to gather some feedback from you, either today or at another time, since we only have 3 minutes today. You might be familiar with the Conservation District. I've been here about a year, so we've been going around to all the townships and villages to kind of bring you up to date on what we've been doing, especially since we received a millage in 2017. We've been expanding our programming. We have always had forestry, a forester on board for a long time, who helps individual landowners with their yard trees or their forests. He can write forest management plans for individuals. And he also manages the county forests, which we have about 5,000 acres of in Antrim County. We have just put on a new trails and parks maintenance position, and he is contracted out 2.5 days a week to two other nonprofit organizations, the Glacial Hills, and who does the bike trail, and also the Antrim Creek Natural Area. So if I think that we have done some work also for Torch Township, not Elk Rapids, but Torch Township, rebuilding some steps on their trails, railings, signs, all sorts of things like that our trails and parks person can do if you need something, a small job done. And we also have the water quality program with the soil erosion control permitting. I'm telling everyone, and I truly believe in my heart, that the most effective tool that you have in Antrim County right now for water quality protection is soil erosion control. During construction projects and whenever the earth is exposed, the soil erosion control permit ensures that there are proper protections in place. According to the EPA and the state of Michigan, sediment is the largest pollutant, the greatest pollutant to our waters. We are also working diligently and applying for lots of grants to do a project called, which we call Healthy Lakes Landscapes. And with that project, we are hoping to get grant money to provide cost share to townships and villages to help them install rain gardens and buffers at their road ends. So there are a lot of road ends where a lot of drainage occurs because they're on slopes. They go directly into the water body. And a beautiful rain garden would be an excellent demonstration for landowners who also have land on lakes and rivers. So we're diligently looking for that. We have 3 applications in right now, and hopefully I can come back to you in a few months and say, we have some money and we'd like to find out what road ends you'd like to have addressed.
Would that be something where you do the maintenance as well?
We could make that arrangement, yes, because we have that trails person. Sure. We have all kinds of flexibility with that person to do sort of maintenance kind of jobs. And probably with that road end installation, we would probably look for some sort of a 5-year maintenance agreement to make sure it gets maintained. We also have expanded on our education and outreach and events, and we've done lots of guided hikes, and we've done some family programming. We did a kids camp this year that was free to participants, and we're probably going to do 2 weeks next year because it was so popular. And this provides educational opportunities for conservation for children and adults. We are also going to be working in the schools throughout Antrim County this fall and offering an essay and art contest, and the winners will be included on a calendar that we produce. And so that will help also we will do presentations in all the schools and talk about conservation, and then they will enter the contest if they're interested. We do the tree sale every year. You might recognize the Conservation District for our tree sales. And believe it or not, we don't do that to make money. We barely make any money after we consider all of the effort. The reason that we do a tree sale is because it helps people to be able to afford thousands of trees. And as a result, every year we plant, people who buy the trees plant about 30,000 trees from our tree sale. It makes them very much more cost effective and directly from the nursery. And we also help people find the resources to plant those trees. So we get thousands of acres planted every year in Antrim County. That's all that I have to say right now, and if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Thank you. Does the board have any questions? I see Mike's still your forester.
Yes.
So there's still a lot of the same staff from past then. We're all familiar with Heidi.
Mike and Heidi have been there and are still there. I think all the rest are pretty new. We have the invasive species program too housed in our office as well.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yep, thank you. Any other public comment? Okay, we'll move on to the approval of the agenda. Do we need any changes on the agenda? If not, I would entertain a motion.
I move to approve.
I'll support.
Okay. Any discussion? Not hearing any. All in favor, signify by saying aye, please. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Consent agenda. Is there anything that needs to be changed, added, or subtracted on the consent agenda? If not, I would entertain a motion on that as well.
I move to approve the consent agenda.
I'll second.
Okay, we have support. Is there any further discussion? Not hearing any. We'll have a roll call vote, please.
Roll call. Holtz?
Yes.
Eisenhart?
Yes.
Szymanski?
Yes.
Amos?
Yes.
Boisbert, yes.
Motion passes. We have a full board. Sheriff and Commissioner report. Not seeing the sheriff here or the commissioner. I haven't spoke with either one this month, so I don't have anything further to add. We'll move on. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Yes, I forgot about that. We had it's 2 pages today. Maybe it's more. It's 103 total events, but I'll just highlight the top vote getters here. 911 checks were 21, 3 animal control, 3 car deer accident. Looks like 8 driving complaints. 3 general assist, 3 hazardous condition, 9 medical calls. Looks like a couple of miscellaneous motorist assists. We had 21 traffic stops, 2 tree downs, and a trespass. Total of 103 events for the month of July. So we'll move on unless there was any other discussion on that. Not hearing any, we'll move on to the ambulance department. Mike, do you have anything to add?
For the month of July, there were 24 calls for service, and there were 22 transports, 12 from the village and 10 from the township. It's a lot busier than June. I think most of the vacationers were up here. Of course, we haven't got the Harbor Day one yet, which would probably come in.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That'll be next month.
Well, one day or two, but.
Okay. Anything further on ambulance?
It was interesting on they break down the calls. There was like 7 people that reported had falls.
Pardon me?
7 calls that people had fallen down.
Okay.
Falls.
It looks like it's kind of in the norm for this season.
Yeah, though. for the summertime.
It doesn't say alcohol is involved.
No, it just says falls. 5 five persons that were sick, that could be alcohol involved.
Okay, we'll move on unless there's anything further on ambulance. Okay, we'll move on to fire department. Ken?
Good morning, Ken Williamson, fire chief. We had 12 incidents in July. It's a pretty normal number for us. I know June was a lot slower, so we're catching back up a little bit. Breakdown was attached, nothing major, no structure fires, a couple of rollover car accidents and some EMS runs, so, but nothing really big to note there. The second item there where it says staff is at 20 is incorrect. Unfortunately, we lost a person, just turned in his stuff a couple days ago. Robert Kirk has decided to move back downstate and try to make a go of it there, I guess. So, SCBA compressor, we're still looking at options there. We did have the bottles hydro tested, they were due. It is up and running. So we're at least able to fill bottles for now, and we're still looking at replacing that sometime, probably next year. We're looking at the tribal grant for that. The LED classroom lights were all done, along with the two bedrooms and the offices over there. So those have all been converted over to LED. The HVAC issue we had, the repairs have been done. Seems to be running much better. So we're good to go there. The rescue boat, we trained with that last month with, you'll see later there, with Whitewater Township. And when we got back, we have found that some of the seams are splitting around the transom, and the transom actually has got some dry rot in there. And we contacted a repair facility who said, considering the age of that boat, we've done very well. They said it's far exceeded its life expectancy. So we formed a committee at our meeting last night, actually, and we're going to look into replacing that thing. But I think we'll have it in our capital budget to do that this year. So I don't think it'll cost us anything that we weren't planning on. So we'll keep you up to speed on that. Pete's going to have a couple of classes going this fall and winter with pump operations and firefighter two. So we'll be posting those fairly soon. And like I said, we trained quite a bit with our mutual aid partners last month. We trained with Milton Township on initial attack over at the schools that we do every year, and helicopter landing zone preparation. The North Flight actually brought their helicopter out, and we got a tour of it, and they told us, got a little bit better informed as to where they're able to land that big bird. And then we, like I said, we trained with Whitewater with doing some water rescue, and that's where we found some issues with the boat. So we do have a live burn training scheduled for this Saturday with Grand Traverse County. The Maple Bay house up there, I don't know if you've driven by, I've seen the one that's all boarded up on the east side. We're going to do some training with them this Saturday. We're going to set 8 different fires in there in different configurations, and then our guys are going to go in and put them out, and then later we're going to go in September have an origin and cause class in there and have the guys figure out how and where they started. So should be a great training for some of us. So that's all I have. Any questions? Or
well, you mentioned capital on the boat. It made me wonder about how's the building side of it. Have you identified anything in there that's coming up that we'll have to deal with expenditures?
I did get a quote back for replacing a couple of the door frames that have rusted out, and we did budget for that as well. It came in at about $4,600, so we're under what we thought we were going to spend there, and that'll probably happen this fall. But other than that, I think we're in fairly good shape. So
you're on track then?
Yep. Good. I mean, in the next year or two, we're going to have to look at having the place painted and eventually some carpet probably.
Sure.
So. All that's over 20 years old in there, so.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Does the board have any other questions for Ken?
I just want to, so when you do a practice burn, how does the house still stand? I mean, you're that good that?
Yes. they're standing there ready with the hose, and they let it only get so far, and they know how far they can let it go before everything starts to go, and they knock it down quickly.
Mm-hmm. 8 different
rooms. In a perfect world.
Yeah.
In a perfect world. Yeah. But it'll be at separate times. There's 8 different rooms, and that's what they're trying to do is eight different scenarios.
That'd be very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So who's the chosen arson?
I'm sorry? Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. That'd be fun to get in there and light it.
Can the public watch that?
That's what they say about those.
Probably from a distance. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure no one will be able to be in the hot zone, but yeah, I don't see why not. Grand Traverse County is pretty much leading it. It's their site, so they're the ones doing it. And that's nice. They've invited us to come participate with them. That's some valuable training that we rarely get anymore.
Okay. Anything further? Thanks, Ken.
You're welcome.
Move on to zoning. We have some appointments to make today. The first one is a reappointment. I'm asking to reappoint Shen Smith to the Planning Commission for a 3-year term through August of 2022. If we could, I'd like to have a motion on that, please.
We doing each one separately?
I think so, because we have a new one on there.
Okay.
Bill, would you?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll make the motion to reappoint Shen Smith to the Planning Commission through 2022.
Do we have support?
Support.
Okay, we have support. Any further discussion? Not hearing any. All in favor signify by saying aye, please.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We have a vacancy on the Planning Commission. Pug Sliger is not wanting to be reappointed. So I've asked to appoint Zachary Amos to the Planning Commission for a 3-year term through August of 2022.
I'll move to support Zachary Amos, Planning Commission, through 2022.
Do we have support?
I'll support.
Okay. Support.
Who is that? And you, Aaron? Sorry, I thought it was Mike.
Any further discussion? Okay, all in favor signify by saying aye, please. Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Just a disclaimer or a disclosure is Zachary Amos is a nephew of mine. The third appointment will be a reappointment. I know you've got an appointment, but John is actually ZBA currently. He's filling out a term for Tom Palmer. Okay, we appointed him in there. So we're asking to appoint him to a ZBA term of his own for 3 years through August of 2022. I'd like a motion on that.
I'll make the motion to appoint John Conrad to the ZBA for 3-year term.
Okay.
I'll second.
Second. Do we have any discussion? Okay. All in favor signify by saying aye, please.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. So we'll move on to HRTHA, unless is there anything else on zoning or planning? I know we have planning and ZBA sitting there, so is there anything we need to discuss further?
I don't think ZBA has anything on the schedule.
When's your next meeting, Dick?
It's not this month. Perhaps if he gets anything, it'll be next month.
Okay.
There's no meeting in August, I don't believe.
Okay. We'll move on to HRTHA. I don't see anyone here from HRTHA, unless Dick, you've got something to bring
Tom
up.
Tom texted me that he was not available to be here. Just wanted to point out to the board that he is working with a person and writing the grant for the windows. They're going after a number of different sources to see if they can gain funding between 30 and 80,000 to replace all the windows in the building. How successful will be, we don't know, but the process is underway. We're going to do the masonry work on the limited scope that we discussed last month, starting about the 1st of September. I'm going to organize and run the mason. The Lundy stair removal process hasn't happened yet, but he's waiting for me to do research on the footing, which I will do sometime in the next 10 days, and then the stairs will come off the side of the building, although we don't have enough funding to infill all that masonry. So that'll be on the next year's budget. And on the bookings, the place is very busy.
Pardon me?
Place is very busy. It's been well booked this summer for various venues.
Does that window grant, is that going to address all the windows, including the ones, I would say, to the north that were changed a while back? I mean,
I think we're actually after the, I think there's eight of them, four and four.
Side windows?
Side windows that have the big arch tops that have been okay there since perhaps
whenever,
the 40s or 50s. They've been there a long time.
That'd be a, now who would, obviously there's someone in Traverse City could do that, but.
He's got a couple glazing quotes, 60 and 80,000 to replace them with white extruded aluminum insulated frame type things. So they're not gonna rebuild them in wood, they're gonna redo them in more of a window like the systems we've got here, except the color would match the building with thermopane glass and stuff, so they'd bring it up to current standards.
Okay. Is any other questions for Dick on Hertha?
Are you gonna be the same style with the arch on top?
Yeah, that's why they're so much money. They're tall and you have to custom make the arch.
You'd probably be too much money to square them off and rebuild the building.
Then you'd have to infill the masonry.
Yeah.
You know, and it's gonna look like you rebuilt the building.
You couldn't match that probably.
No.
Well, the windows have lasted X amount of
We've
years,
got
300, I would
guess. Approximately 350 brick, not sure where they came from, that do match the building that we're gonna use up between the repairs and the infilling the door on that second balcony that faces east that we're gonna take down. We're gonna try to infill that so that it doesn't look, you know, like it's been infilled. It will, but it'll be fairly, but that's gonna use up all the available brick that we know of for that building.
Okay, anything else for Dick on Hertha? We'll move on. Bass Lake weed assessment. I know, Mike, you've got some information on that.
Yeah, I just put this on your desk. I got this email last night from Breanne Grayville from PLM Lake Management Corporation. We discussed that there is some vegetation starting to grow on the outer edges of the lake. And as you know, there was a 10-year Bass Lake weed assessment that ran from 1998 to 2007, which collected funds for the annual, twice a year, checking the lake, spraying, and whatever they need. But now, the last couple of years, the vegetation started growing along the corners. So I asked her to put together a quote for me, and she gave me some numbers here. And basically, when I really skimmed through this morning, she was thinking it's gonna take 30 days to get a business permit from the DEQ, which would put us past Labor Day. We can prep this, you know, for the winter for a permit to be placed at start of 2020 growing season, and they recommend that we get it the first part late June and early July before they reach maturity on these weeds. If they get them then, they can be better off to stop it then than spraying it now, and then they'd have to come back. So she gave me a price here. It's approximately $600 to $650 per acre. She gave me a budget number. The $3,000 to $7,500 would be sufficient to get this thing started. In the fund, we have approximately, based on my treasurer's report, about $28,000 in the collection that we've had, and it's specifically for that purpose. So what I'm asking the board is that I'm going to get back to her and say we're going to, you know, go ahead with this plan that we're to start in June and July of next year, apply for the permit. I have to give her I'm working on giving her a mailing list of everybody around that actually touches the lake and around the lake that would have access to the lake, that let them know that in June, July, there's going to be spraying, and there will be signs posted as, you know, like to stay out of the water for a few days or so until they get this under control.
Is it just one application?
Well,
what time period will they do a couple applications?
Depends. We're going to spray. They're going to start spraying. If they get it before it starts, it may be only one. But they check it out twice a year.
and if it needs to be done again, they will do it again.
So what would you like in this motion? Would you like a not to exceed number? Because we can make the motion based on what you're being quoted. And then if something changes, I suppose we can come back to it, but or how would you like to do it, Mike?
Well, like I said, the money is in there for that specific purpose. So I don't, but I think we could, look, she gave me a price for $3,000 to $7,500. So I think we should approve this and say not to exceed $7,500.
Okay.
For the year?
Yeah.
That'll be in the 2020 budget,
yep.
Right? Okay. I see we're going to be in for $1,500 this year, if I remember right. And then
yeah.
That was on the maintenance side. That's fine. So do you want to make that, do you want to make that motion, Mike?
Yes. I'll make the motion that for the Bass Lake weed spraying for next year, we do not exceed $7,500.
Okay. I'll support it. Do you need to make any payment this year?
No.
Okay.
What about the $1,500 for this year?
That's already been paid.
Okay. What happened between 2008 and 2019? Did they, you've collected the money, but we didn't do anything?
Well, no, it was a 10-year assessment that started in 1998 and ended in 2007. So that money's sitting in the Bass Lake Weed Fund. And every year.
But there were no Bass Lake weeds for 10 years, or that was controlled?
It was controlled.
They monitor it, but.
They monitor twice a year.
Perfect.
Some years they don't have to, some years they do. Okay, we have a motion. Is there any further discussion? I will do a roll call.
All right, roll call. Eisenhart?
Yes.
Szymanski?
Yes.
Amos?
Yes.
Boisbert, yes. Halt?
Yes.
Motion passes. No, Dick, they've been monitoring it. Because some years, it depends on whatever happens. We just don't have any expense there other than the monitoring. But it sounds like we haven't sprayed, maybe a year or two?
I don't think we've sprayed in a few years.
Yeah. So, I mean, this.
Good.
It's been working well. Okay, we'll move on. Township sewer. I don't have the information. I have talked with Brad Muma. They have been collecting water samples out at Inwood Harbor. I believe they have one more round of sampling before the and you know the proper term for that, Shelley, the whole.
The mean sample?
Yeah, yeah. The mean sample will be completed. He feels we may be another 4 or 5 weeks at least away on hearing back on the human E. coli sample. And it's kind of a moving target because he's not done this and he's not just positive of what the time schedule will be, but we will get back on that. So I'm guessing by the next board meeting hopefully we'll have all the samples back with some information. He's got some of the samples, he's got the samples up to about a week ago back, but I said, you might as well just give them to us all in one pass so we've got the whole collection at one time.
Are you going to move to a secondary plan, should that one be?
Pardon me?
Are you going to move to a secondary plan if that one is turned down by the public? Are we going to another zone in the township to propose installation of sewers?
Well, I think, I can't speak for the board, Dick. I would say at some point we would move on because I certainly want discussion, but I would say that our board would look at doing another area, yes, from the water side of it. I think we should offer to any of the township areas that are on the waterfront. So, I mean, in a perfect world, I'll just throw it out there, the next step would be is to go over to Karen Highway because of our system being over to Maple Harbor.
All the way back to the village line.
Yes. That's what I would envision, and also I think we've all talked about it a little bit, but I would hope that we could, depending on what these results are, is have another meeting, and maybe even to the point of trying to get a few of the folks together ahead when we do get the results, and just have an informal meeting and then have another open meeting so we can get the results out to the folks, whatever they may be, and then try to make a decision on that at that point. And then in lieu of that, I guess I would support trying to move over to the Karen Highway side, because our infrastructure is in the north end. I think it would make sense to go there, because if we move to the south, we're going to have to either build some more infrastructure or connect in with the village and utilize their infrastructure to get to the plant. So I'd like to think we could exhaust the areas that we have infrastructure in first and also by need. So, I mean, I guess now I'm looking for board thoughts on that, because I've thrown it out there. What's everyone else's opinion?
Well, it takes a year to ramp up about from the last one. So if the proposed area is turned down, then it'll take us a year to get back into that process again on the Elk Lake side, if we go all the way to town.
I did have a phone call from a gentleman on the Karen Highway area, just south of Wandawood, who is getting ready to build a new structure and was interested in knowing when and if we would provide sewer, because he would like to plan on being able to connect to sewer, because he's going to have to build a system to, I assume he's going to build a larger home. So, I mean, I've had some discussion with folks along Karen Highway down to, well, like Spirea Drive in that area, where there's some areas of question and they're dealing with some sewer issues. So I think it makes sense to go that route.
So you think we'd have support if we move to that chunk?
Dick, I'll let you say that. For me, I don't want to take that wager right now.
Could you speak up? I can't hear what you're saying. I can't hear you.
Okay. Is that better? Sorry.
Yeah, thank you.
Dorrance did not want to say that he believed that we might have support if we moved to that section of the township for a proposed sewer district.
Well, the only reason I don't want to take a position on is I live there right now. You know, I am a resident of that area. So just like Aaron at Inwood Harbor, you kind of want to stay out of that part of the mix. So, I mean, obviously it'll affect me if we do the sewer, so.
Right, but if we get moving, we might get ahead of Milton, although the race doesn't seem to be too intense. You know, somebody's going to eat up those. The way I'm looking at it, somebody's going to eat up those available connections at the available plant sooner or later.
Dick, I think in representation of our township, we need to try to get as many people who are interested in it and getting it done before we lose that opportunity.
Exactly.
No, I agree with you 100%. You know, Shelley, Mike, Aaron, I guess right now we might as well lay it out. Is anyone opposed or support that process?
I support the process because it doesn't hurt to ask. And the only thing is that we would need to pay engineers to give us a preliminary engineering program. And are we set up for that this year or not? I don't know. But that's the only thing. Otherwise, yes, let's ask, because if people want it, we want to be there to help serve that and get it done. And if it's not on Karen Highway, you know, we could come from the other way, like you said. It would be more difficult, but it's all doable, and it's stuff that needs to be done for our water quality.
And asking means you have to hold the first public hearing to see if there's any interest, pro or con.
Not necessarily a public hearing that comes at the end, but open public meetings like we have with Inwood Harbor. Send out a mailing saying, are you interested? Let's get together and talk, ask questions. We can show you, you know, what it may cost and why we would like to do this.
Do you have to have the preliminary engineering budget before you ask people, pick the area from where we are in Maple Harbor now all the way back to the village line? Or do you just say, are you interested? And if two people show up, no, and 20 people.
Well, you can't, I mean, you can say that, but how many are going to be interested if they don't have a clue what it's going to cost?
What we've been doing, of course, is using our experience from the Maple Harbor for similar costs. Now, I'm not sure what it would entail going down Karen Highway if we could use gravity, which I think we would all like to see if that's the option, or if we have to use a lift, and that all is something the engineers can give us a kind of a, I'll let Aaron speak, this is kind of a broad look when you're taking a shot in the dark on that. But, and there's also options of, do we connect into the system to the north, or do we go cross-country right to the pipe that's already coming in and intersect it before the plant? You know, there's all sorts of options that could be available if, depending on expense and what type of participation we have.
Do you think, Bill, that Milton Township will eat up a number of those available connections in the next 12 months?
My understanding is this township is guaranteed X number. Okay, you already have those if you want to use them.
Oh, so there's a section held out for
then
each.
There's a section held out for this township. You've already contracted and they've agreed to that. You, well, depending on the number of units come in, you may need more.
Yeah.
Now, to answer your question, Milton Township's been, I think, talking to the village since April or May. They cannot get a response as to anything about the sewer connection. And it's getting frustrating. And we had Matt Zimmerman from Barnum working on that, and he can't get it from their engineers, from the manager, from their attorney, and they're trying to get it. So let's do something, you know. And they're modeling after the agreement that the village had with Maple Harbor. Okay, let's do, you know, we'll do that. We'll hook into the system. We'll pay our fair share. We've got, and this is only from Williams Road to Oasis. It's not that many people to come in.
They can't,
but it would
the
seem
village.
Like it would benefit the village. They got capacity. They got more customers. But we can't get it.
They agreement. Can't get on the village agenda?
I don't know.
Well, our meeting really was about, let's follow the township agreement that we've had in place for a long time and just mirror that original agreement, because they've had some problems putting together the benefit fees. There's been some discussion about where they should be, and they've changed that a few times. But based on our discussion, or our contract, it kind of spelled it out. And, you know, obviously, if we're going to go either down Karen Highway or into Inwood Harbor, we're going to have to ask for some more connections. So as part of the original discussion, and I haven't followed up to know what is actually going on, but I have talked with Matt Zimmerman to what Bill's saying, and there's been absolutely no response from the village side back for several months. So not sure what the problem is, but we've also got an issue with, I'll just say, we've been trying to get our main lines cleaned for the past year and some months. And I have just talked with Brad Muma again, and it appears that Matt's Underground has gotten a vac truck. So I just have them do it, because we've been over a year waiting for the village to come do this. And I said, let's try to just get it done so that we're not behind on our maintenance program.
Oh,
so I think it'll get worked out. It's just a matter of trying to get everybody to agree to what, you know, the village has had a change of managers in the DPW. So there's been some, I'm sure, turmoil there. But I don't understand, because of our, if you look at our agreement, it would seem to me as if bringing more people on would benefit the village, even to the point where you could reduce some of the costs, because instead of 10 people sharing the costs, you've got now 20. So, I mean, you've got some expansion in it. The system will take up to, they're claiming, another 400, 450 residents. So you would think you would want to get the maximum on to try to support the overhead. But it'll get resolved, I'm sure, at some point. Is there anything else on Township Sewer? Any questions? We have not had any, let me back up on that. Maple Harbor, I believe our repairs must be working, because I don't think you've heard anything. So, I mean, apparently our water issue, maybe we have it resolved now, the drainage. So hopefully that system is in place and done.
It hasn't
course,
rained
I was just
going to
say, of course, it hasn't
either.
Rained yeah. in a couple weeks. But.
Well, that could be good news, too. But we will move on from that. Unless anybody has anything else, go to Township Park. Bill, I know you had a little bit of communication.
The Township Park, I did receive a message after hours from Kamala Huron saying she apologized for not getting back to the township on this thing, but she said the heirs right now, they're trying to consider the alternatives. One of them's in Germany, the other one's somewhere else, so they're spread out all over the world right now. She anticipates a couple months yet before they'll make their final decision.
Okay. Any further questions or discussion? Okay, we'll move on to the bike trail. I don't have anything new to add to last month. Maybe Shelley does.
No, there's a summary in the back.
Yeah.
Just getting up, you know, to what's going on and what they've done. So the village did approve unanimously to support the alignment from Acme to East Bay, or to Elk Rapids. And it looks like they're going to try to identify preferred trail alignment through the village. So that's kind of where they're at. They're just working on that point of it.
Okay. Any other questions or discussion? Okay, we'll move on to the attorney's report.
Attorney's report, to one more comment on the Sheriff's Department at 103 events. That's been the largest. Well, we had one other one in July at 103, I think it was, in 2013. But it's on the high end. Now, I say that, okay? Milton had over 400 events. Well, but you got to understand, that's Torch River. In 4th of July, okay? That was included in that. So the park we've already talked about. Planning Commission has nothing. Probably be in September before another meeting scheduled. Phragmites, I'll defer to Dorrance if there's any plan to spray Phragmites along the bay per the, usually it's contracted through Antrim County, and they designate with Dusty Jordan. Last time I heard that, invasive species coordinator would be walking and telling us if there's an area to spray or not.
Wendy had just said that CAKE now is under their jurisdiction.
It has been.
Yeah.
Well, they're housed in our office.
Okay.
And Benjamin Van Dyke is the new coordinator that I hired about a year ago.
So they're the ones doing the Phragmites.
Okay.
Yeah.
Has there been evaluation done yet?
I don't know.
You might just want to, if you can, email it to Shelley if there's been one, so the township board knows and our audience knows if there's a recommendation somewhere. There may not be in our township. I don't know.
Right.
Bertha, we've heard about Zoning Board of Appeals, and nothing's been scheduled for August. The Elk Rapids Sewer, we've heard about already. Maple Harbor Extension. I think that's all done, and apparently we've got the drainage issues solved. Medical marijuana, the emergency rules have been issued. They were issued July 3rd to implement the election results. They're good for 6 months. They can be extended one time for 6 months, so you can expect changes in that. And they're starting to take applications for the permits, licenses, starting November 1. I've given each of you a schedule of Antrim County that have opted out. Now, we've been advised by the sheriff that all the townships have opted out in the county. They're not apparently send their ordinances to the state of Michigan. We have. Milton has. The village has. So they've got us listed. On the news this morning, it appears that, well, Central Lake opted out, village, but they got the petition, so they're going to have a referendum in November for a certain number of licenses within the village. I think I heard 17, but I don't take that for, but it's in the teens. So they'll have an election there.
Central Lake doesn't seem that large for...
Nope, and it's on M88, but I would have thought that the eastern side and Salona area would have done something because of 131, but they haven't. Kalkaska has.
So explain that again. Everybody in Antrim County, all the townships and municipalities opted out.
That's my understanding.
But they didn't record it with the...
Laura, the state of Michigan, has asked, if you'll send your ordinance to us, we'll put you on the opt-out or opt-in list. Because when somebody applies, you pick the township in Antrim County that's not on that list. They're going to say, okay, preliminary, you're okay. And then somebody's going to have to go to the township, have you opted in or opted out, and give proof back to the state of Michigan. It's just going to be a delay. If it's already on record with the state of Michigan, they're going to say, nope, we're not taking the application. They opted out. It's a notice issue. It doesn't void their ordinance or anything. It's just going to be time delays, and they're just encouraging. And you may see more now that the rules are out. I'll get an updated list, and we may see more of them. And when I see the sheriff again, I'm going to ask him to make sure his, you know, the townships he's talking to, send them to the state of Michigan.
Okay, I understand.
Now, I'm going to go one notch back on this thing. That when we passed the township's lack of interest on medical marijuana facilities too, our resolution and our motions are all on record at the state of Michigan, at Laura. We sent them down because it was a blurb from Laura saying, please give us advice or notice of what you're doing. So we've sent them down. We've kept the state of Michigan well informed as what this
township. And they've acknowledged that all of our township stuff is there, recorded, right, and accepted.
Right. Industrial hemp, I have nothing new to report on that. The, let me skip that one for right now. I'll get back to cemetery in just a second. Short-term rentals, nothing new to report. At this time, I will note that tonight, Milton Township is a public hearing. They're amending the short-term residential, short-term rental ordinance, and they're going to have a public hearing on the amendments tonight. Nothing new on small cell towers? No. Everybody knows this, but I'm just stating it out again so it's on the record that way. The pending ballot proposals, farmland failed. It failed at 279 yes, 476 no, 37% yes. Milton's failed by about 50 votes. Cemetery failed. Yes votes 331, no votes 429, 44% yes. I have no soapbox on that. I just...
Well, I was actually kind of... even though that cemetery millage didn't pass, I was kind of at least excited to think that it was somewhat close even, with a very minimal representation of that millage in any advertisement early on. It may be something we want to look at as a board for this next year, maybe trying to get with the engineers and seeing if there's anywhere we can make some changes, whatever we would have to do, or maybe look at the time frame and stretch it out, or, you know, do something to try to...
We have to do something, right? I mean, we can't
get it through to the finish line, maybe, because I was kind of, you know, surprised. I was afraid it was going to get beaten worse, similar to the farmland. My opinion was that the farmland one would probably get more support than the cemetery, which... I was wrong. So I guess the farmland, I will say, it kind of gives us an answer for our planning purposes going forward. I mean, I don't see the need to be concerned about, you know, trying to work around the ag side of it. I mean, the ag, it's a small part of our township, and, you know, I understand that. So I would look at, you know, if something's going to change. It's one thing, we actually had the voters give an opinion of what they want. And apparently the farmland thing is not as important as what we all may have thought it was. So it's a good guidance for our zoning board and planning commission, I believe. They can move forward. And as agriculture changes, I think we understand where our community is on it. So that was a good reading for me. But I'm hopeful that we can do something positively for the cemetery going forward if the board decides to revisit this. So I was encouraged by the vote because no one likes to add a millage to their tax roll, and I realize that. I'm a taxpayer as well, and I just, it's a hard pill. So I don't know what, if the, any of the board has any other thoughts?
Just one other thought, a comment on this. Milton Township last night did have public comment saying, why didn't you publish that Glenn Chown and Laura Reagan was going to be at the last township board meeting to make presentations on farmland? Said, I've been talking to the community. A lot of the community didn't know what that meant. So they voted no. That was the comment mm-hmm. from the audience. So, I mean, I don't know. I thought there was a lot of, there was mailings, there was other stuff out. So, I mean, I, you know, I take that comment with a grain of salt that they should come to the meetings if they want information.
Well, and Bill, also, there's, you know, there's a lot more acreage in the Milton area.
Yes.
You know, you're looking
yes.
at 7,000 acres roughly versus what we had like 800 to 1,000 that we were going to be working with. And I think as you look at the village and the infrastructure, you know, maybe the farmland isn't so important here as it might be in Milton, you know, to preserve. So, you know, voters had their say on that. So, I mean, it's, I think Milton was really close.
Yeah.
Right? That would certainly be one I would want to pursue because they can block up the farmland out there much better. You know, as we'd spoke, our main farm area is the south part of our township, which isn't that many acres. It does connect to the Acme and Whitewater, which would have been nice to block that up, but hey, votes have consequences. So
do you feel that we should have a plan B in place now to move forward with the cemetery, because it isn't going to get any better, and when the
no.
maintenance people won't mow it anymore, we're obligated to do something. I mean, we got to take action of some sort.
Well, I think we'll probably have some serious discussions around budget time. I'm just guessing from, you know, what we have to work with and what we've been able to produce. And also, we've got several trees that are needing to come down more so all the time. So I think as time gets closer to budget time, we're going to have to really take a real serious look at it and maybe try to get Scott in here and talk with him about what can we do and how do we address it. Because there is some danger with those old trees out there. So I think that's, and Shelley, you're out there more than I am. So, I mean, she's probably seeing something else we need to try to address.
We need to do it before budget time.
Do we?
We need to regroup and try to figure out if there's another source of funding, old trees. And then we've got tons of bushes that people plant, cute little bushes next to the headstones. And then they're gone, people are gone, and all of these bushes are overgrown and covering. I'd say we have close to 50 of those that need to come down and removed, and we've got no, you know, people are supposed to take care of their own stuff there, but if they're gone, they're gone. And, you know, that's just another thing that we need to do. I need to talk to somebody about just getting a community gathering, volunteers and fundraising and things like that, maybe even for the interim, but we have to look at other options because stuff has to be done now. Not, I mean, it would have been great to have that plan in place, but maybe we can pick parts of that and you know, kind of chip away at it. But that has to be done before the next budget.
No, I'd go along with that. Any other discussion on the cemetery or farmland? Sorry, Bill.
No, that's all I had for tonight. Everything else we covered already.
Any feedback from you folks on cemetery or farmland as far as what you want to see or talk? Maybe later on the next month or so we'll put it on the agenda and have a chance to.
Yeah, I think we're obligated to do something at the cemetery. We just can't say, well, it was voted down, therefore we're not going to do anything. We got to do something. I don't know how you're going to fund it, but we got to do something.
We'll keep it on the agenda then for next meeting. And we'll, so you guys and ladies go away and think about what we might use for options and see what might come out of it. Okay, we'll move on. Township board announcements, correspondence. Do we have any?
I'll be absent from next month's meeting.
Okay. You're going to opt out on that exciting conversation? God, Aaron. Anything else?
The library board is chunking along, and there's the first initial fundraiser will be on September 12th at the Hertha. Tickets are available from Karen Simpson or around town. I mean, I think I'm supposed to have 10. I'm not sure that I have them at the moment, but they're $150 each. It's a live and silent auction. They've raised to date approximately 1.5 to 1.6 million. And the fundraiser officially kicks off on the 12th of September. We did hire an environmental firm in Traverse City to do the initial environmental evaluation of the property. The results are not back yet, but all the technical investigation work has been done. As soon as that's back, then we'll have cleared one of the hurdles to proceed forward once the funds are raised.
Anything else?
Who's their financial person that I can get in touch with to get help with cemetery funding?
Oh, you mean the campaign chairman for the fundraising? Yeah, Karen Simpson. Oh, and a private consultant, name slips my mind, that they hired to organize or to start organizing that. I mean, they're going out, they're reaching out.
Beyond our
village, right? They had a meeting set up with Casey Cowell and a number of other philanthropic people in the area, in the Grand Traverse area. So, yeah, they're going all out to, you know, to make it happen.
Do you have a question? Sure. Would you hold the mic, please?
I forgot one thing that I wanted to address this board about. Kind of an important thing. We run the hazardous waste pickup days, as you're probably aware. And there was some miscommunication and some changes of the schedules. So we had our tire pickup on May 18th, the same day that you had the township bulk waste pickup in front of the public works department. But Elk Rapids Village and Green ER would like for us to have the whole hazardous waste event on the same day that they have their super recycling, which would probably be around May 18th. I think that it will present a problem if we have your bulk waste pickup and our tire pickup and our hazardous waste all at the public works department. So I will ask, I wonder if you have a conviction for that date, or if you have a alternative location perhaps that the bulk waste pickup can go, or if you have a suggestion for where we could go, or should we just keep it on a separate day? And maybe you want to discuss it at another meeting. I can send you an email asking you to think it over.
Thank you.
That site lasted in May at the DPW garage like a zoo out there.
Yeah, I remember you were discussing that.
Yes. I didn't want to hear some of my adjectives and adverbs about that. Oh, it was just peaked. Then it started raining.
That was at the end.
That was
the end. Talking about what?
Okay, do we have anything else? If not, meeting's adjourned. Thank you.